In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous, you've made a difference in your community, you've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone, get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Clarity. Kevin McCullough,
now. All right, huge show for you today. We got a lot to get to. What are the markets like on this Monday? We will talk with David Fisher, Gina Loudon on the future plans of the former president, Joe Borelli with everything that's going on locally in the election of 21. But we start with Greg Jarrett on a lot of legal stuff. It's Kevin McCullough. Stick around.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Your governor of New York's done one hell of a job. I think he's sort of the gold standard.
We work with Governor Cuomo just like we work with governors across the country.
And she refused to back away from anything that Joe Biden had said. That was Jen Psaki, the press secretary for the administration. Of course, the president, Joe Biden, before that. Now, legal experts are warning that Governor Cuomo may not be the gold standard unless that gold standard is to be corrupt and end up in prison. Because there seems to be a growing consensus that not only did he just, how did he describe it? Create a void so that speculation could occur, but that he actually lied to the feds and misrepresented to the public exactly what happened. Of course, we've been following this. Janice Dean and others have been with us. But let's talk about it from the legal side of things today. I'm honored to have the Greg Jarrett with us. His website is thegregjarrett.com. That's two G's, two R's, two T's. Thegregjarrett.com. You can get all of his writings there. But you may also know that name from Fox News. He's been a longtime host and anchor and senior legal analyst for them. And Greg, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, even on a snowy Monday like today.
Hey, good to be with you, Kevin, as always. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Andrew Cuomo's situation. Is he in genuine legal jeopardy here?
Oh, absolutely. Look, his top aide, Melissa DeRosa, admitted in a Zoom call with Democrat lawmakers that they misrepresented the number of deaths in nursing homes to avoid a Department of Justice investigation. Well, look, if you provide false information and misrepresentations, if you lie to any agency of the government, federal or state, including the state legislature, you're committing obstruction of justice. And if others are involved, it's conspiracy to obstruct. It's also the crime of defrauding the government, which means, you know, you're lying and cheating to the government. There's also, you know, false statements to any federal government official or agency. So, I mean, I think these are real and legitimate potential criminal charges against not just DeRosa, but potentially Andrew Cuomo. And, you know, I mean, he continues to cover up, offer vacuous and engage in his usual protocol of bullying. Got an assemblyman in New York who says, look, he threatened to destroy me if I didn't join the cover-up.
Right.
So look, it's no wonder that people are calling, demanding for his resignation, if not impeachment.
Well, and let's talk about that from a very basic level. I mean, New York is a blue states. You know, both the House, the Assembly, and the Senate are controlled by the Democrats. Does he have a core of people from his own party that have the stomach to hold him accountable?
I think there are some people who are beginning. Look, there are many Democrats are sick and tired of a heavy-handed and bullying tactics that Cuomo has used, even on them, Democrats. So, you know, he's not a beloved figure in Albany, even among people in his own party. They view
yeah.
him as profoundly and terminally arrogant and, you know, overly aggressive, not terribly honest. And I think it incensed a great many people that in the middle of the pandemic, while people are dying by the thousands, you know, here's a guy who's writing a book bragging about himself, you know, about one wonderful leader he is, leadership lessons by Andrew Cuomo. I mean, who's got the time in the middle of a pandemic to do that? But of course, the arrogant Cuomo did.
Yeah. Well, and he did, considering the fact that New York as a state makes up for nearly 10% of the nationwide deaths just by themselves, which to me would hearken humility and a need to say maybe we didn't get it all right the whole time. Let me ask you this, Greg, because you've been around for a while. Is the governorship in New York too powerful of a position? Does it need to be dismantled a little bit, brought more on par with what other governorships look like in other states? And is it time to maybe to genuinely consider the ability to recall or impeach in a serious way the governor of New York? It seems to be a very powerful position that has very little recourse to whoever ends up there.
Yes, and I was born and raised and lived for 30 years in California, and there is a mechanism where the voters themselves, on a recall petition, can remove the governor. No such recall exercise is permitted in New York. I think that needs to be changed. But the other part of the equation, Kevin, is that, you know, the legislature in New York, up in Albany, basically handed to Andrew Cuomo carte blanche to do what he wanted. They gave him unfettered authority
yep.
During the pandemic, and he abused that authority. And there, you know, there are a great many people who are angry at him for the lockdowns, the shutdowns that ruined lives and livelihoods and destroyed people's savings and economic prosperity. And, you know, and especially when they look at, you know, Florida and Ron DeSantis, the governor down there, who kept the, you know, schools open for the most part, kept businesses open and had better numbers.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're saying to themselves, wait a minute, maybe Cuomo ain't the gold standard.
to quote the president. Hey, real quickly, Merrick Garland is up this week before the Senate for confirmation. What do you think of his nomination and what he will mean to the Department of Justice?
Well, he does have impeccable credentials. I will certainly give him that. I was a bit disturbed today during the hearing before the Judiciary Committee that he would not step forward and basically promise that he wouldn't interfere, unduly influence the John Durham investigation. And Durham, of course, is a special counsel, unlike Bill Barr during his, you know, confirmation hearing. He said, absolutely, this is something I will not interfere with. Merrick Garland tried to kind of have it both ways today, and then in the end said, gee, I don't really know anything about the investigation. So, you know, I reserve judgment on Merrick Garland, but I'm suspicious.
He says he wants to go after and personally oversee the people who perpetrated violence on Capitol Hill on January the 6th. But he made no such similar claims to people that have tried to burn down federal courthouses and killed dozens of people in the violence of the last year. Double standard?
Yes. Main Street's just as important as Constitution Avenue and the Capitol building. And, you know, far more people were injured and died, and businesses were burned, and, you know, people attacked, assault and battery. Then occurred on January 6th in the nation's capital. As hideous and appalling as that violence was, in many ways it pales in comparison to the violence that raged in cities across America. And, you know, there ought to be some equivalency here. And I didn't hear it, and you didn't hear it, I don't think, Kevin, from Merrick Garland.
Not yet. All right. Greg Jarrett, senior legal analyst for Fox News. And you can get all of his thoughts on the day's news and what's going on from a legal perspective at thegregjarrett.com. Two G's, two R's, two T's. Thegregjarrett.com. That should get you there. Greg, thanks for being back. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hope so, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Kevin McCullough, we still got a big show straight ahead. What's happening in election 2021? That's right. People are up for election. What does it look like here in New York? Joe Borelli joins me next.
Hi, Kevin McCullough.
I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we just got the legal analysis from Greg Jarrett on the potential criminal liability of Governor Andrew Cuomo. And as you heard him rattle off the charges, there could be as many as 6, 7, 8 different federal crimes that Andrew Cuomo may be guilty of. But is there growing evidence of even more additional wrongdoing on the state and local level? Let's talk to Joe Borelli, the Staten Island city councilman running for re-election, of course, this year for his seat. And he joins us from his newly mid-renovationed basement today. Joe, it's good to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time out of beating the wall down.
Good to be swinging a hammer instead of swinging a hammer at Andrew Cuomo for a day.
Well, let's talk about what's going on. You've got a big piece coming out in the Daily News. What's it going to say?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to be talking about the 9 people whom the New York Times pointed out about a month ago left the Department of Health because Andrew Cuomo was basically telling them what to do. The allegation was that he was making political decisions and then forcing these health experts, bona fide actual health experts, to justify what he was doing politically with some sort of medical mumbo-jumbo. And 9 people over the course of the pandemic, mostly like in the summer and late spring, just packed up and left. And we saw Margaret Hoover interviewing the doctor who Andrew Cuomo cited by name as one of his top advisors. And Margaret Hoover asked the question, how many times have you spoke to Andrew Cuomo? And this supposed guy who was the top advisor to the state said, oh, maybe 5 minutes once in my entire life. And it was a congratulatory phone call on a TV hit he did.
That's crazy. So what does this tell us then? Just putting all cards on the table. What's the hand?
Well, look at the total picture. New York is number 2 in terms of death rate in the country. New York City on its own is more than double the death rate of every country on planet Earth. And when you take these things in their entirety, then factor in how bankrupted the state has become with unemployment, with businesses failing, with all sorts of things like that, you ask, what caused this? And you would assume that Governor Cuomo was using the best advice from the experts. But what this is slowly revealing is that this was all political calculations rather than what's in the best interest for the health of the people of New York.
Well, and that's just leaving the bottom line sum total at just the health equation, which, Joe, you know from people that you've been dealing with in your district for all this time, that the health side of the equation, while a big piece, was only part of the total picture because these decisions that the governor made had drastic economic and educational and relational and job and family and ability to do all kinds of other things. The tentacles of these decisions reached into just about every area of life.
Yeah, correct. And they can be summed by the state's desperate attempt to get a bailout, which seems like they are, from the Biden administration. The state bailout, the $50 billion we're getting, is not the $62 billion the governor originally sought. But it's legitimately, about 2 times the size of the budget of the entire state of Connecticut. That's just what we need to be bailed out on. That's not normal, right? And that's the sum of losing tax revenue and population and property value and business. the gross sum of that is that the state can't meet its revenue expectations to actually govern the way it normally does, which is in and of itself a high tax, high expense state. You
right.
cut off the revenue sources, then you're in a real big hole.
Let's talk about legitimate options to change things here, Joe. I've been asking people,
breaking
is
news,
it time to
it
establish
you're
a recall measure
Kevin McCullough
or to
Radio.
Begin an actual impeachment? Is there a way that that we can, you know, beyond Andrew Cuomo, change the office of governor to be able to have something that's a little more accountable to the voters that put him there?
Sure. I mean, you know, in theory, we should be functioning like every other state in the federal government, where the other branches of government act as a check on the governor. But we see that for the longest time, that just didn't exist. I actually do think that there is the will in the state legislature to impeach the governor. I just got off the phone with some Democratic colleagues just to get the scuttlebutt from what's going on their end. And these are people, and the majority of them are pretty good human beings, but these are people who have literally been bullied and harassed and shunned by the governor's office at various times when they were only doing, in their calculation, what the best is for their constituents. And they're just sick of it. They're literally sick of being governed by, it's not even a one-party state, it's a one-Cuomo state. And
right.
I think the leadership is going to be averse to it because that's the entrenchment of the Democratic Party. But the members themselves are very, very, very open to impeachment and pushing a different legislative agenda to structure the governor's office.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if anything comes of that. Let me shift gears real quick. What is city council and the mayor's race looking like to you in terms of what are the options going to be for New York City dwellers to have a bona fide different direction to go in the days to come?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Now the Republican Party, at least in my county, in Staten Island, has endorsed Curtis Lee, who was someone that, you know, some people on the radio world that might be familiar with. And hopefully he brings the same energy he does oftentimes on his show to the race for mayor. That said, we're still going to have a Democratic primary in June to determine who their nominee is. And their nominee will have the edge in the election. Right now, I think the real only three players in the race are Scott Stringer, Eric Adams, and Andrew Yang. I think Maya Wiley has not taken off. I think Ray McGuire, for all his money, and sounds like a genuinely good success story, he's just not taken off. And Andrew Yang seems to be a person who has a lot of appeal to a broad segment of New York. And from my perspective, you know, the greatest crime he has is that he seems to be offering some new ideas that aren't entrenched in progressive dogma or entrenched in the political machines of the New York City Democratic parties.
I would appreciate it, though, if he'd stop making campaign videos in bodegas.
Of course. Oh, yeah.
I just think there's got to be a little more seriousness to the message of the Yang gang than the bodega videos. What about your race, Councilman? How are you? How's it looking for what you're hoping to do in this campaign cycle?
Yeah, well, I just got the support of the Republican Party and the Conservative Party in my district, and I fully expect to run a strong race and win. We do have an opponent. We won't mention her name. I don't even know who she is, to be honest. She's someone who hasn't really been involved in the community that she wants to represent. That's well and good. But more importantly is I hope, and I probably will be, the minority leader of the city council succeeding the current one, Steve Matteo. And I'm going to use that pulpit to basically be a check on
that is music to people's ears. That is music to people's ears because we need those checks and balances. They're as important as winning races. Joe Borelli, Councilman, Staten Islander, neighbor, father. Check him out at josephborelli.com. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone. It's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to myburna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. Myburna.com. That's MYBYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now, get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, snowfall and all. Yeah, we needed some more, right? Because we hadn't had enough. Anyway, welcome to Monday. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a lot yet to get to. We're going to check the markets coming up with David Fisher and a final thought from me before we're done. But later this week, I don't know what number it is in a row, CPAC is taking place, and they've moved it to Florida this year. Odd that they would do that, considering that D.C. is like a lockdown prison and nobody really wants to be there. So, of course, they went to a place that is free and open, and they are having their get together at the end of this week. Now, I was invited to come and broadcast from there and just wasn't able to make it work from a scheduling family perspective. But I am going to do some reporting on what happens there. And one of the big stories that's being already talked about is the fact that the president and the vice president were both invited. The president accepted, so the vice president politely declined and said maybe next time. But President Trump's going to come back out. He's going to say, this is basically my reannouncement into political life. What does that look like? What does it mean? Let's talk with Dr. Gina Loudon, who was a co-chair for the Women for Trump effort and someone that was a very close friend of the president, very strong advocate for him. She also is the anchor for Dr. Gina Live, primetime, every night on Real America's Voice News. And we're honored to have her with us. I will be on her show tonight discussing some very important topics like the Muppets and SNL. But Dr. Gina, I have the harder questions for you. What does it mean that the president's going to, at the end of this week, just barely a little more than a month after being out of office, he's going to come back out and take the stage? There's speculation that he's going to say, the GOP is my party. I'm in charge, and let's get on the wagon and go. What do you think? What should he do?
Well, I don't think he needs to say it, Kevin. It's so obvious to me. I live here in Palm Beach, and it has been an endless parade of the most important people in politics making their pilgrimage as if it were Mecca to Donald Trump's headquarters here at Mar-a-Lago. I see them I'm a member there, as you know, and I won't mention names specifically, or maybe even I will. I'm not even sure as I'm talking about this, but, you know, I would say people that you might not even think making their way here to kiss the ring of Donald Trump to assure him that he is still the leader of all things, not just MAGA, not just conservative, but Republican.
Right.
And even some of those who
confusion,
maybe didn't support him in some of the votes that they could
clarity.
Have and should have,
Kevin McCullough
maybe
Radio.
Didn't always say the things they should have. There have been people that put in their requests. This is public. Nikki Haley put in a request to come here to Mar-a-Lago. She was refused. That's what I read.
Yep.
I was told that, but I did read that. There are others who put in requests and have been refused to come. There are several who put in their requests that I was surprised that I did end up seeing at Mar-a-Lago. And so it has been, like I said, everyone who's anyone has made their way to Mar-a-Lago and had conversations with the president. And you can see them vying for his attention when they're there. So there is no question that he is the kingmaker in this party, and there is no exception to that.
Well, I think that there's a couple of things at work here, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see how long it takes to actually come to fruition. But there are some things that must be addressed and that are going to need a national voice presence to really drive them home. And one of them that he would be a natural, obvious fit for is election integrity. And you know, there's a lot of local assemblies and state capitals that are now going back and revisiting their election laws and saying, how did this happen? We've got to fix these things. But all of those little efforts on the state level can really be embodied by a national voice saying, we need honest elections. We demand honest elections. And of course, with all of the suspicion about what happened in the 2000, in the last election in November, that he you know, is the perfect person to embody that, to say, yeah, we felt like we were personally slighted because of this. Do we know what he wants to focus on between now and 2022 and now in 2024?
Well, it's interesting you brought that up specifically. I've had some of these conversations with him, and you know I don't ever talk specifically about what I've talked to him about, but that is one thing that has come up several times in my conversations with him, and I'll just say that that's something that I specifically have brought up with him and discussed with him in depth, and something that I in particular will be taking a really active role in whatever capacity I possibly can, because this is a nonpartisan issue. This isn't even something that's up for discussion. This is something we must fix if we are to maintain a republic in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
And so you'll be hearing a lot more from me about this, and I believe you'll be hearing a lot more from him about this as well. This is just an incomparable issue, as you know.
Yeah,
and there's
it's a zero-sum game.
It's a zero-sum game. This is the first and foremost issue on the agenda, I think, for everybody who has anything to say about what happens in 22 and beyond.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right, check her out tonight, 7 o'clock on Real America's Voice. I will be there late in the show talking Muppets and SNL. Dr. Gina, always appreciate you being with us.
Okay, Kevin, good to be with you, too. See you guys.
Kevin McCullough coming back, talking money next. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk.
One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Your money matters. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, snowfall and all, it is what it is today, friends. Welcome. Glad you're with us. And how does it impact your money? How does it impact the markets? That's what we're dealing with. David Fisher is back with us. And David, appreciate you joining us every Monday to break down the money matters. Congress was in session last week. They made some pretty big decisions. What did we learn about what went on and how does it impact us?
Well, based upon their questions by some members of the Congress, there's two pathways that is they're considering. First, they seem to be considering a transaction tax when you buy or sell a financial product like a stock, bond, or mutual fund. And the second path is that we can glean from based upon this, you know, they're also their questions, is that they're going to try to add some additional controls or curtailment in what you call short trading, which is, you know, what was going on with GameStop and all these stocks that ballooned so much and then came crashing down. I do certainly believe that the any entity should be able to be shorted, but not 140% of the stock, in other words, multiple times. We have to recognize that short sellers provide liquidity in the market, because if we curtailed the short selling, we would actually be creating, Kevin, a vacuum in the pricing, and which means the market would just start to drop precipitously. The market would, in a downturn like we saw back in March of 2020, would just look like child's play if they took away the ability to short sell. Because so that is a mechanism actually for liquidity. I'm not saying we should have these big swings, but it does serve a purpose, and I don't think Congress quite understands that.
Well, I mean, that's and it's interesting that both of those actions that they're taking seem to try to take stabs at the free market. So it's obvious this Congress doesn't want the market to be free.
Well, you're exactly right. In fact, there was, ironically, you say that, a new poll that just came out shows that the American public believes that the government is growing more powerful and it creates less freedom for the individual, according to a new poll called, from the Daily News poll by Scott Rasmussen. 63% of Americans say increasing government power means individual losses of freedom, while 22% did disagree with that, and 15% were not sure. But the political breakdown of the poll was 79% Republicans said that the government is just having too much control.
Interesting. So talk to us about this stock tax. What would it look like? How would they go about it? I mean, the idea that you're gonna tack on a federal cost to purchase a piece of stock, to me, seems to be a huge disincentive for people to get involved in the markets. But I could be wrong on that.
No, I think you're spot on. In fact, you know, this whole thing under President Obama's leadership, he wanted to tax a lot of different things. They created that bail-in, which is a wealth tax under the Dodd-Frank Act. This is just another tax. So just, you know, President Biden now in the leadership role. Now we're going to see, like I said, a lot of the wealth being taxed, and this is what they're starting with. So after the House hearing on Thursday, when they examine GameStop, Maxine Waters, she's the one that said that this is a great idea. She's considering it. They even put a name to it called the Wall Street Transaction Tax Act of 2021, which is sponsored by 30 Democratic senators. The tax was actually started about a decade ago under Obama, and now it's being picked up again. There's a representative out of Oregon, Peter DeFazio, Democrat. He's saying that this would levy around 10 cents for every $100 you trade, although some are proposing that it should be lower than that, 5 cents, and some are saying as high as 50 cents per $100 transaction. So it would generate around $770 billion, three-quarters of a trillion over the next 10 years. Obviously, this is very attractive for the Democratic system. But the financial transaction tax would eat returns, Kevin, as much as Vanguard says, as much as 1% return on investors' money a year, because this is going to be hit. The investor is the one who's going to get hit, even though Wall Street would be taxed to, you know, the big hedge funds and big taxes. They're just going to pass this off to the small investor.
It's just like raising the minimum wage. When you do that, you're not actually giving the person, a better pay rate, from the employer. You're just passing on costs to the consumer. And it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
Here. If they're going to make it more expensive to trade stock, the consumers that want to trade those stocks are going to be the ones that pay for it. And people that don't even know what's going on, David, like people that invest in their 401k, their 503b, all those things, they're not going to even know these fees are being incurred, because it's just going to be taken out of what they're just not going to be getting as much invested. And so over time, they're going to be like, well, wait a minute, how come I don't have more set aside? Oh, it's because they've been taking stuff out all this time. This is a really bad idea. Now, I do have a very important question. Is this just a paper tax that they're looking at, or are they looking to tax all investments?
Well, they haven't said anything about gold and silver, so it's electronic taxing. So that involves paper investing, not physical.
Well, guess what just became 10 times more attractive for everyone that... No, you're talking about messing with the markets in a way that's so bad, and then to come along and say, well, we're not going to offer you any extra service for this. We're just going to take some of your money because we can. And be unaccountable for it. To me, it's a no-brainer for people that are already kind of iffy about the stock market. You got to look at other ways to protect your money, because this is not a good idea. It's not good government. It's very bad policy.
Taxes are coming. That's been their goal under Obama. It's now being picked up once again. We're going to see wealth tax left and right.
So talk to me about inflation. Last week, we were worried about that. Have we seen any changes there? What do we do to prepare for what you believe is coming?
Well, last week, the Treasury rose, the 10-year Treasury, which is the indicator for inflation, 1.34%, the highest level since February of 2020. It touched this morning on 1.37, so it's starting to move up, and investors are now considering that this is going to be an inflationary environment, especially when they finalize this $1.9 trillion stimulus. So the market mood has changed, Kevin. It's not a matter if inflation is coming or yields are going higher. It's how much are they going to go higher?
Yeah.
I will say this. Michael Harnett, Bank of America's chief investment officer, chimed in last week on that, and he warned that in 2021 that we're going to have real inflation for the first time in decades. People are going to start spending their money. There's going to be much more money creation, and we're going to step into the realm of monetary policy, specifically velocity, is what Bank of America said. And he went on to say, you know, he talked about, you know, the $13.3 trillion global central bank liquidity, which is 15% of GDP, unheard of, and the $3.5 trillion budget deficit that we had last year. He said, that's nothing where we're going. And he says, this is going to pop the bubble in the market. And the punchline for Bank of America is he equates this to post-World War I Germany, saying, quote, the most epic, extreme, analog, surprising velocity of inflation flowing by the end of the world. It had pent-up savings, lost confidence, and currency from an authority. So what he's saying, Kevin, bottom line, he's just saying we might not just have inflation, we might have hyperinflation like Germany had in the 20s.
That's terrible. Friends, if you want to do what you can to protect yourself, you should. 844-604-2575 is the number. 844-604-2575. All out of time. David, thank you so much for your updates. As always, we appreciate it.
Absolutely, Kevin.
844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a brand new year and a perfect time for you to admit one important truth. You need a better immune system. You don't have to have a pandemic here to tell you that. You need to fight off the colds and the flus and all the other little things that want to just tear you apart. You know what my secret is? I haven't been sick in years. You know why? Because I take fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. See, I know that I can't get 10 full servings of 31 fruits and vegetables unless I have like the largest produce section in all of America, and I don't. So I take my fruits and veggies, I stay healthy, I don't get the seasonal bronchitis, and I haven't thought one iota about COVID. Friends, you can do the same thing. You can live with confidence. Call today. Get 35% off and free shipping. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can also go online to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call 800-246-8751 or go online, make sure you use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being with us, and thank you to those of you who did participate in helping to feed orphans with us, Food for Orphans. My friend Gary Van Dyke was with us for parts of the last week, and he obviously very strongly made the case that these little kids deserve a free and fighting chance
at life and just giving them a little bit of food helps them do that. Would you call today if you intended to give a gift? We had three of the 100 children that we were trying to get fed for next year that are not yet fed as of this minute. 888-242-0069, $33 a month for 12 months or a one-time gift of $396, will feed three orphan children for the entire year of 2021, rather. So if you would call now, 888-242-0069. This breaking news this afternoon, the Supreme Court has decided that it will not hear the Pennsylvania case challenge that was appealed up the chain to the Supreme Court. The decision to not hear this case kind of puts at an end the future of that case being considered for
what you
the,
need to know when you need it.
Check
it's
on election
Kevin
integrity
McCullough
for
Radio.
2020, which is kind of sad for people that have a lot of dissatisfaction with how the election integrity was carried out. In dissent, Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito on the matter of hearing the case, Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Roberts all dodged. They decided not to offer an opinion at all. But the liberal wing of the party ended up winning the argument 4-3. The decision to rewrite rules seemed to have affected too few ballots to change the outcome of any federal election, but that may not be the case in the future, wrote Justice Clarence Thomas. These cases provide us with an ideal opportunity to address just what the authority non-legislative officials have to set election rules and to do so well before the next election cycle. The refusal to do so is inexplicable. No, Justice Thomas, actually, it's very explainable. The decision not to hear it by four liberal judges that don't want strict constructionist constitutional law to be the rule of the land. It's not hard to believe at all. It's just very, very sad. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.